Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
Best of the best. I am Jay Garvin's, and that's how I'm going to start your and my conversation and time together. Simply the best of the best. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, where every single week you and I have a conversation about the Pikes Peak region, about mortgage, about finance, about real estate, about life, about budgeting, about retirement, and everything in between. Maybe a half a dozen weeks during the year in my podcast outline, our radio rendezvous. I stray from the subject, but this week is not one of them. I want to get great information to you as fast as possible, get great guests to you. Jason Holmes from Rocky Mountain Climate. He's going to be in the next segment doing a Q&A with me, but first time ever, the first four words of the show were the title, Best of the Best. You can call me directly at 330-1457, or you can go to churchillcolorado.com. Just search Churchill, Colorado. You will see the Colorado Springs Churchill Mortgage Team pop up on your screen. Just click the Colorado Springs local team, Jay Garvin's. You can click on my noggin on my little picture and say, Jay, I want some time with you to start my next purchase or refinance transaction. There's a lot going on today, but the title of the show is that, the best of the best. See, U.S. News and World Report published a list of the best places to live in United States from the 150 most populous metro areas. And sometimes good news is old news. And if you saw it in the Gazette or out on the internet, Colorado Springs ranked number two on this list for the very first time. You're going to have to stick around to see who got number one on the list and who got number three. I will tell you this, Colorado Springs officially ranked as the number one city in Colorado to live in. Yes, outplacing its big brothers, Denver and Boulder, if you look at Boulder as a big brother. I've always told everybody, you on this radio show, by 2030, Colorado Springs will be the conservative Boulder of the state with property values equal or surpassing Boulder. We still grow. Boulder is landlocked. Colorado Springs is still growing in culture. Boulder has pretty much got its space all used up. We bring in an extra space force, they've got no room. Great community, but just limited room. Same with Denver. I tell you all, by 2045, Colorado Springs will be a larger city than Denver. Denver is just over 600,000 and change, and Colorado Springs is just over 450 and change. But over the next 15 years, Colorado Springs will continue to grow, and that's what I want to talk to you about today. I am a passionate lover of the Pikes Peak region. I am the passionate lover of El Paso County. I'm even a more passionate lover of Colorado Springs, all the way from our quality of living to the city and the county government that we have. I'm even more a lover on the Southwest End. I say I'm a Southwest Ender. Tell people that anything north of InterQuest to me is South Denver. I don't dislike it. It's just South Denver. And they respond to me, anything south of Circle or Lake Avenue is North Pueblo, and I'll take that. But all areas, all listeners, all subjects, I love in Colorado Springs. Now I'm going to have a talk with Jason Holmes in the next segment as he gives me some question and answer, some quiz questions that I should know. If not, he's going to school me on Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business for over a decade and a great example of a contractor to have on the show, especially now when we've had shows and conversations so much about contractor and supply line chokeholds and stuff like that. But I want you to know from me first that I'm here to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. If you're getting ready for a purchase, Churchill Mortgage now, we not only have the Churchill certified approval, which means that instead of just giving you or your adult son or your adult daughter or granddaughter or neighbor or coworker a pre-approval or a pre-qualification letter, we take the time, the personal touch to have a live underwriter fully underwrite your purchase file even before you go house shopping. So all you need is a contract and an appraisal. And as interest rates have gone up and now they've tapered off a little bit as the stock market has started to falter, more houses are available. Inventory is growing with over 1,000 homes on the market now, which is a far cry increase from the 500 or less we had during the winter. So call us for that. We also have rate secure, which means we can lock in your rate now and guarantee it for the next 3 months as you finish building your house or waiting for your contract. We also have a seller guarantee. Churchill Mortgage, yes. If you go with your agent and Churchill as your lender, once you get certified, if we don't close on time and deliver money, we have a $5,000 guarantee for the seller to cover for your earnest money or any risk at all, because it is still a seller's market. So remember all of that. I'll touch on those topics throughout the show, let you know exactly what mortgages are the hottest, like the home equity conversion mortgage. Many traditionally know it as a reverse mortgage. Start to know about standalone fixed second mortgages. I've promoted line of equities in the past, but with interest rates on the rise with short-term Fed fund rates, you want to be careful of anything that you have, like a credit card or a line of equity that's not in a fixed loan when we are in a rate increased environment. But here is the gist of the whole show. See, we know Pike's Peak, where America the Beautiful was inspired. We know about the Air Force Academy. We know about Garden of the Gods. We know about Olympic City, USA. We know about the crown jewels of Red Rocks and Cheyenne Canyon and Palmer Park and the switchbacks, the hidden open spaces, but the rest of the world is just starting to discover us. And I'm going to talk about what goes into Colorado Springs being ranked the second most desirable place to live in America. What goes into that? I'm also going to talk about, is this the only poll that's been taken? Is Colorado Springs on the top of every company that's taken a poll of the best places? Are we obscure and only on one? But most of all, I'm going to tell you exactly how it affects you, how to plan for the future, what advantage you can take from the ranking of Colorado Springs, help financially stabilize your family, and of course, just to have patriotism nationally, to be proud of our community locally. So call me during the break at 330-1457. I've got a long conversation. You at least need to stick around to see who's the first ranked city and most desirable to live. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage. Well, welcome back. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. My energy level is high because I am talking about one of my favorite subjects today, and that's the Pikes Peak region, El Paso County, Colorado Springs. U.S. News and World Report just ranked Colorado Springs as the second most desirable place in the country to live. I get so excited about this. I see the sun outside on this Saturday morning, and I have to break my energy drink just to bring the energy to a new level. I'm doing that also with a friend of mine, Jason, who's in the studio from Rocky Mountain Climate. How are you, partner? There's a high bar for energy today.
I was pretending like I was drinking my energy drink.
Yeah, you got your water. You got to earn. After you're on the show for 24 months, then you start to get energy drinks. Until then, stop it safely.
I'm doing good.
So, I mean, how lucky and blessed are you and Frankie and Steve and the Holmes family to pick a family business over the last 10 years? Because Colorado Springs was off the charts 10 years ago, and now you've got a climate, HVAC, heating, cooling service company right in one of the hottest communities in the United States, my friend.
We feel very, very lucky, and the of course, the phone calls are proving that for sure.
Yeah, and you guys keep it simple. You have most amazing service. I just talked to Frankie the other day, that passionate customer service. But were you surprised, or did you expect? You know, you commute in, you are a Coloradoan, but you and your beautiful family are out in Pueblo West, right?
Penrose,
yep. Not quite to Pueblo. That's only, a 25-minute drive. You know the city that my wife and I discovered that, if you're listening, don't tell anybody about this community or everybody else will discover it. Downtown Florence.
I like downtown Florence.
Yeah, we
the antique shows are the antique.
Yeah, we went down there antiquing, and when we were there, we saw a classic car show, and we got a burger. Man, there's a great burger joint.
Big Burger?
The Big Burger.
Dude, that place is sweet.
That is one of the best burgers I've ever had, but, you know, I got that ADD stuff, so I digress. You get to come up the beautiful Turkey Canyon Highway
115,
mm-hmm. right into the south end of Colorado Springs, which I love all of Colorado Springs, but the southwest end is a whole different world. It's a whole different community. I tell people that by 2025, 2020, 2030, that's going to be the little conservative boulder, of the state.
Dude, 115, they need to spread that road out.
They've done pretty good. I mean, they've spread at least half of it out.
Yeah, well, like you're saying about Colorado being number two for popular places to live.
Yeah.
Like 20 years ago, going down my property down there, you'd see a couple cars here and there, but now it's just flooded.
Yeah, it's a straight stream between Canyon City, Penrose, Florence. People even popping over to Pueblo West that way now rather than I-25. And I know you service Colorado Springs, El Paso County. How far south or north do you service? Will you do something up in Palmer Park?
Palmer Park and...
In Monument.
In Monument? Yeah, we go up to Monument all the time.
But you won't go to Castle Rock.
No, that's out of our jurisdiction.
You're out of your jurisdiction. Yeah. Stay in El Paso County. I mean, you live down there. Do you do stuff down in Canyon City, Florence, or Penrose, or you really try to stay right in El Paso County?
El Paso County, we are licensed down in Pueblo. We don't do a whole lot down there.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. It's my small team at Churchill Mortgage, we're boutique. There's six of us. We help 200 families a year, and we have the perfect client experience. Because we're not going to get, if you're listening right now, you call me, you're going to get me on the phone. I don't want to be a gazillionaire helping 400 families a year with my team and become the next automated Ford assembly line. I want to have a relationship with you, and I know that's exactly how Rocky Mountain is.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's go right into it. I mean, off the cuff, no practice at all. I'm going to be put on the spot by a guest. He's going to ask me questions without knowing the answers, because I quiz him all the time how much he knows about you, the radio listener, the demographic, about the radio world, and now he just said, you just didn't. He's going to ask me five questions.
He keeps trying to look at the answers, by the way.
I know, and these are five questions about Rocky Mountain climate and train.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Drum roll, Matt. Okay, Jason Holmes, you go. This is probably one and done. If this is stupid, we're cutting you off the air.
Oh, it's completely dumb, I guarantee it.
Cool.
Good, go for it. Let's get dumb and dumber.
Stump the radio host.
Stump the radio show host. Question number one. I'm drinking my agua.
Question number one. Colorado Springs has been ranked second most popular place to live on U.S. News & World Report. Question is, who is... or should be everyone's number one heating and air conditioning source for reliability, honesty, friendly service, and professional installation? A, your dog. B, Shade Tree Tom.
Cool.
Or C, your family owned and operated Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling.
Based on the diameter of your biceps and the height of my host that you could crush me like a small old-style beer can, I'm going to say Rocky Mountain Climate. Hey, I'm one for one. Little fireworks there, Matt. Woohoo!
Survey says he's correct.
Okay. Thank God. I'm one for one, guys. Don't go anywhere. This is getting... I'm biting my nails right now. Question number two.
Question number two. Frankie, Steve, and I at Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling deal strictly with Trane products because we are not hypocritical and would not install equipment we wouldn't put in our own home. Another reason would be because A, Trane, although spelt different, is loud and big like a locomotive. B, everybody knows it's hard to stop a Trane. Or C, because your mama said.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, no, everybody knows it's hard to stop a Trane. I know that one.
Yes.
That was a tough one. A was almost pulling me off. So, yes, folks, it is hard to stop a Trane, T-R-A-N-E. And Jason and I were Siamese twins separated at birth because I went to school in University of Wisconsin La Crosse, which is the birthplace of
Trane.
So it's a great Midwestern. I'm going to be doing a radio show in a couple weeks talking about a road trip to the heartland, and I'm going right through La Crosse. I'm going to stop there. Great, great question. Let's go on to number three.
Okay.
I'm fired up. I'm two for two. If you're out there, give me a whoop, whoop.
Number three, and this is true or false.
True or false. I like that. That's how I got my passing grades in most of my classes was the guess on true or false.
Your family-owned Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling has been a trusted family-owned and operated HVAC business for over 11 years. True or false?
That is definitely true.
God, he nailed it.
Yeah.
He nailed it.
Woo!
50-50.
I just told him before that it's been over a decade. I'm really proud of you guys. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, we are making the world, literally the world, out of Churchill celebrating 30 years in 1992. For mortgage companies or HVAC companies to even survive 5 years, I mean, I don't want to disrespect people's names who have passed away, but I've known friends of mine that have run HVAC business, and their politics and their creed is as crooked as their piping in the attic.
Right.
And you guys just do the right thing, and just to survive five, let alone 10, is amazing. Okay, so in the last 3 minutes, let's get the last two questions. I'm running 100% on this test.
Three for
first
three.
Time in my life.
You're going to miss this last one. I know.
Oh, I know. Just don't speak negative. I'm going to drink my energy drink now.
Okay, question four. Who would win in a fight between Rocky Mountain Climate and Thor? A, Thor. B, Rocky Mountain.
Oh, definitely Rocky Mountain. You'd kick his...
Okay, well, which one? A or B?
Oh, B, Rocky Mountain. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You got it. You
because
got it.
Anyways, Thor would knock over China in your house and stuff and...
Yeah,
that's not
with
good
big
for customer
gavel.
Service. Yeah, just slam it. He'd slam through the wall to put the HVAC unit in. Okay, last
okay,
one, because I want to talk business here.
The best way to get a hold of Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling is to call 719-629-8686 and speak to A, Frankie and Ashley, B, nobody, because like a big corporation, it's impossible to get a hold of anyone, or C, Thor's mom, so she can tell you how awesome we are.
You know, I do like Thor's mom.
Oh, no.
She does make really good banana bread. It is absolutely Frankie and Ashley. They're the nicest two ladies to speak to. They'll tell you about their day and ask you about yours. In the last minute, my friend, tell me the most exciting thing that Trane is doing this summer.
The most exciting thing Trane is doing
this
morning?
Yeah, any new products, anything people are most excited about with Rocky Mountain with your Trane products?
Depending on the equipment you buy, they are offering a 72-month 0% financing.
Really?
Yes.
So 72 months, no hidden financing.
None.
12, 24, 36, 48, 60, 72, a 6 year, no interest.
Correct. Yep.
Folks, that's fantastic. I do not like unsecured debt. I don't like interest rates. Interest rates are increasing. The Fed's going to raise them again. No credit cards. Mm-hmm. You can get a new HVAC in. Just call Jason. Give the number for Frankie and Ashley one more time.
Frankie and Ashley at Rocky Mountain Climate at 719-629-8686 and not Thor's mom.
Not Thor's mom. Give me a high five, buddy. I think that was the best segment. Folks, how Jason is loosening up at the microphone. I appreciate you. I, in fact, have to talk to you before you leave during the break about getting another air conditioned unit in one of my places.
Okay.
I back Jason, Rocky Mountain Climate, 100%. Call him or call me. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I'll be back after these important messages.
Stick around. Yeah. Stick around.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
Well, thanks for sticking with me. What an amazing segment with Jason Holmes at Rocky Mountain Climate. I dive back into the conversation at hand, and that is the best of the best. We had Rocky Mountain Climate in here, folks. You know, I don't have anybody on the show, no partners. There's only four of them with Justin Hermes with Real Estate Realities, Bill McAfee with Empire Title, Kelsey Salmon with Colorado Springs Body Sculpting, and Jason Holmes. All of these individuals, I reach way out on a limb because we passionately back their services. I also have David Atos and Austin at Arrow Moving and Mayflower. We use them ourselves. We've got Austin Darby over at Main Street. Four of these individuals come on the show, only six individuals that I represent. And I'm passionate about them. All of their services and products are in our house, and I just passionately share them with you, hopefully as a gift and not a burden. But I definitely don't burden you with Colorado Springs, the Pikes Peak region, the beautiful place that we live in, ranked as high as it is. And before the break, I said I would share with you what in the world is this best of the best with U.S. News and World Report. What do they use as information to even pick the most desirable places to live? And I did my hard, fast research. There's so many different areas that go into the rating. As I've seen across the board, at least in the U.S. and World Report, the quality of living is absolutely the number one thing. It's one of the reasons that Colorado Springs and several Colorado cities every year are in the top 50. In fact, this is the first year that Denver is not in the top 50, and it's because the quality of living, which includes many things, they've got the sunshine like we do, they've got the great temperature and the weather, they've got the parks and open space, they've even got the activities. But as Colorado Springs will soon come to find, eventually affordability, crime, access to healthcare, and schools can and will drag you down. But quality of living for Colorado Springs, the rest of the cities in Colorado have the tremendous weather. Colorado Springs, per square footage within a city, and also this holds true in the county, has more open spaces, parks, and recreational spots than any city in the entire state. I just starting with Garden of the Gods, which of course is one of the oldest and most notorious. We have Pikes Peak itself. You can drive up Mount Rainier, Mount Olympia, stuff like that up in Washington State, Pikes Peak. And the fact that not only you can drive up to the top of it, I'm telling you things you already know with the infamous Pikes Peak Hill Climb every year around 4th of July. Then on top of that, you've got Ute Park, you've got Palmer Park, you've got Memorial Park. You've got so much park and open space that is now added to the entire expansion to the east side of the city with the annexation of Banning Lewis. You, of course, have Cheyenne Canyon, which is just unbelievable. And, of course, you couldn't mention Colorado Springs with the western border on Red Rocks, I mean, all of these, just the parks and open spaces and the endless ones that I didn't even mention, the small ones, the boulder parks, like I said, the Ute parks, stuff like that. Colorado Springs has so many trails and open spaces. That's one of the ways and one of the reasons why my wife and I have fallen in love with it. And I don't even mention and have the time to go to the Bear Creek Regional Park, the dog parks. All of this is absolutely, you can tell, at the top of the study. Now, other things that they look at, of course, is affordability. And where Colorado Springs has really been slipping, like the median home price in Colorado Springs in this study, they're recognizing it as $555,000 as the median price. And if you look at the median price within Colorado Springs, just in the survey, the average price is $561,000, but the median price is still at $484,000. So their study is a little bit off, but the median price nationally for a home is $365,000. Less than 5 years ago, Colorado Springs also had a median house price that was equal or lower to the national average as well. They also, in this study, look at the different crime. And also, before I go on to that, the affordability areas that Colorado Springs is still very competitively nationally is shopping for your commodities, your groceries. It's not universal nationwide that you have no taxes at all on groceries. There's no 8%+ tax on groceries and those type of commodities in Colorado Springs. That's a small thing that we take for granted. But most importantly is taxes. And most importantly, within El Paso County, where we differentiate ourselves from any other major metropolitan area, definitely Denver, definitely Boulder, even Fort Collins, which ranks high, is Colorado Springs has a 4.8% property tax mill levy rate, which means if you have a $100,000 house, you're going to pay $480 of taxes. That exact same house in Denver, which is far more expensive, or Douglas County, for every $100,000, you have 680 or 6.8% tax. Now, Colorado as a whole has an average of 6.2%, which ranks eighth in the country. But if El Paso County and Colorado Springs were ranked as a state, we would be tied with Alabama at 4.6%, which is the second lowest in the country. Hawaii's the lowest mill levy rate, and then Alabama is number two. Colorado Springs, Denver would tie for 18 in the country, but as an average across the whole state, we rank as eighth. But Colorado Springs, just like Park County, just like Teller County, just like Fremont County, are lower tax rates than even the big metropolitan areas. Now, we do have the sales tax, which is a little bit higher than a national average, and we do have state income tax, folks. One of the reasons why I'm going to do a majority of my time in retirement in Tennessee is because there's no state income tax. So we still love Colorado. We're still going to spend a lot of time here, but for tax purposes, we're going to spend a majority of the year in Tennessee. Now, it goes on to cover crime, schools, healthcare, transportations, jobs, additional activities and attractions. I was very surprised because I'm proud of Colorado Springs, just graduated the largest police academy class of, I think, 64 of all backgrounds. Proud, but it has Colorado Springs crime rated a bit higher, especially coming out of the pandemic, than I expected. Didn't have enough time to do that research, but I feel safe. I know you feel safe. There's other studies that show that as a strength. I will do research on that and see why, if it is gang related, whether it is marijuana substance related, maybe Fort Carson related, why our crime rate has spiked. But of course, our schools are some of the best rated schools in the state and country. Cheyenne Mountain High School, School District 12. Of course, Air Academy School District 20. Some of the charter schools, top charter school in the state a couple of times was Vanguard. There's very good school options. So it's amazing that you get charter school options in all of Colorado, but especially Colorado Springs, Vanguard, James Irwin, the Classical Academy. I don't think the national perspective looks at schools as much. My son just graduated, had a graduation party this last weekend. 331 kids in his class, Matt. 331 kids in Cheyenne's class, and 105 of them, a third, graduated with a 3.9% grade average or higher as an average for high school. Yeah, cum laude, magna cum laude, and then my son got a summa cum laude, which was a 4.1% average or higher, and 8 advanced placement AP classes or more. And there's 50 of his classmates that graduated. So there's so much academic muscle in this city. We don't even talk about the Air Force Academy and the amazing Colorado College. I'm preaching to the choir. UCCS is one of the fastest growing campuses. I think the biggest hidden gem in this city is Pikes Peak Community College, where a good friend of mine, her daughter is getting a nursing degree for even 1/5 of the price of even UCCS, 1/100th the price of Boulder, 1/200th the price of Wash U. But schools was a very big part of it. Healthcare, affordability, healthcare, jobs was very strong in Colorado Springs. And of course, the activities, having Olympic City USA, having the Olympic and Paralympic Museum and training centers here, having a Division I football team, now having the switchbacks, having all of the separate activities that include the outlying community, the Pikes Peak Cog Railway, the Broadmoor. There's so many things that I can't even catch. It's just a miracle, the community that we live in. So during the next segment, I'm going to talk about other studies. Before we break, I'm going to tell you, believe it or not, the number one city that we are locked like ram's horns with right now, the number one ranked city by U.S. News World Report, the only city ranked above Colorado Springs, our arch nemesis, Huntsville, Alabama. Now, I went to flight school in Alabama. I know that Huntsville is a beautiful place, but I'm telling you personally, I had the chance to live there. If I was to live in Huntsville or in Colorado Springs, there would be no close decision there, unless I wanted some specific boar hunting advantage, because there's a lot of boar hunting in Alabama. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back right after the break and tell you more about Colorado Springs and the third ranked city and more.
Whenever I need to leave it all behind, or feel the need to get away, I find a quiet place far from the human race, out in the country.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I am Jay. I'm talking about the best of the best. U.S. News World and Report listed the top 50 places to live amongst the 150 most populous metropolitan areas. Hold you, Colorado Springs is number 2. Interestingly enough, like I said, you've got Huntsville, Alabama, which is number 1. Colorado Springs also ranked for the first time ever the number one city to live in Colorado. And here's an interesting one. Colorado Springs actually ranked number 86 in best places to retire. So I'm going to talk to you about all of these things. Huntsville, Alabama, I stated, is number 1. Believe it or not, you can't make this stuff up. This is how much the Lord Jesus loves me, because I've always told you guys, I am a Packer fan by choice, but a cheesehead by birth. I'm a Colorado native by marriage. I am a German Norwegianer from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My wife's a Pueblo, Colorado native. I am Hispanic by marriage as well. My children and my wife are both natural residents of Colorado. But Green Bay, Wisconsin, of all places,
the frozen tundra,
got third highest rated city in these metropolitan areas. And I bragged about when I said a trip to the heartland, I took my brother to a Green Bay Packer game with Minnesota in December, and I couldn't believe it. You go into Green Bay, buy a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath house for $150,000, and here it cost $450,000 affordability. And then number four is Boulder. I'm going to read through these. Number five is San Jose, California, then Raleigh, North Carolina, then Fayetteville, then Portland, then Sarasota, Florida, then San Francisco, which is number nine, Ann Arbor, Michigan. They ranked high a lot of times. Naples, Florida, Austin, Texas, the new home of the Gigafactory for Tesla, Austin. Des Moines, Iowa. Boise was number 15. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Madison, Wisconsin. Boston, Massachusetts. Washington, D.C. I don't know how they got on the top, but there are some great advantages there. Melbourne, Florida. Albany, New York. Portland, Salt Lake City. Jacksonville, which is a lovely place. My brother lives there. Have friends who have beach homes there. And then 25th, my second favorite city in the country, Nashville, Tennessee. Notice Fort Collins and Denver were not on there this year, but let's spend a little bit of time. Well, before I do that, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here, folks. You hear all the media about interest rates and about how limited real estate and all of that. And it is very true, my friends. In 6 months, from November of last year to May of this year, interest rates went from 3.5% all the way up to 5.5%. But since we've had a major correction, about 7-6% in the stock market, interest rates have now come back down. They've settled. The job of the Fed's increasing the short-term interest rates has settled the long-term interest rates. That's another radio show. But it's time to call. If you've got any credit card debt that exceeds $10,000, line of equities, student loans, car loans, all of this unsecured debt, folks, you've really got to get a handle on it. Call me at 330-1457. If you have over $10,000 of credit card debt, your credit card payments just between now and Labor Day are going to go up another $200+ a month. The Fed is going to increase the short-term interest rates again. I'm not telling you to refinance. I'm just saying get a solution. I've got some clients that have $40,000 of unsecured debt in credit card. That's going to go up $300 to $400. I'm not talking you into a refinance. I'm saying just call me at 330-1457. You have to get a plan before your debt chokes you. If you've got an adult child, a neighbor, a relative, I ask simple questions and let people talk through it themselves, but it's so important. And if you're in your golden years and you own your house and you're on a fixed income and inflation is starting to pinch you in the side, give me a call. I have a solution. A home equity conversion mortgage can help you get access to the equity in your house and eliminate your mortgage payment. It's not smoke and mirrors. It's a very, very simple FHA mortgage product. And if you've got more equity and more home value than you have cash, or you need to fix up your house before the boiler gives out or the roof gets out, please call me at 330-1457. I will start that conversation. And I also want to talk to you about the lower interest rates right now are expected to stay until fall. Once the stock market starts to gain momentum again, we might have interest rates go up. So call me at 330-1457 and get done what you need to have done before things change for the worse. Now, is the U.S. News and World Report the only study out there? Colorado Springs, we're sitting on the top of this shiny mountain. What did Money.com have to say? And I looked at Money.com, my friends, and I'm going to tell you, bottom line up front, the only Colorado city that was even in the top 30 was Castle Rock, Colorado. Now, I think this focused on more small sub-communities like Castle Rock, Littleton, Manitou, Woodland Park, stuff like that. But number one, I'd not heard of any of these except one in particular that I just bought a house in, which was fun. Number one is Chance Hassan, Minnesota, Carmel, Indiana. Look at this. Number four, Franklin, number three, Franklin, Tennessee. I just bought a house there. Flowerman, Texas, Syracuse, Overland, Centennial. Nothing at all. But I will tell you, livability.com has Colorado Springs in the top nine. Again, has Franklin, Tennessee as number 16, has Aurora, Colorado as number 36, has Fort Collins as 42, but doesn't have any of the other cities. So there is two of the last three that I looked at. Colorado Springs is in the ranking. So word is getting out, my friends, and the biggest takeaway that I would tell you in all of this is take advantage and enjoy your community. Please plan ahead, buy real estate, invest in this community because it's worth investing in. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's all that matters in the end. Go out to Red Rocks. Go out to Bear Creek. Go out to Palmer Park. Go up and do some hiking in Monument and Palmer Lake and enjoy your loved ones. And if you've not found your passion and your calling and purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver it to you because that's what I found in just you, nobody else, the radio listener, somebody. I want a conversation with you just to add value. No mortgage or real estate involved. Call me at 330-1457. God bless you. Have a great week. I'll be back. Same bat channel next week.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about. But it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground.